Let's go to the Cardio Newsline and talk all things money. Jordan Goodman's joining us right now. And Jordan, these long-term interest rates are kind of interesting and back in the news.
Well, they've been rising. The 10-year Treasury is up to about 4.6% now. It had been 4% not that long ago. It's quite clear that the inflation is staying higher than the Federal Reserve would like, and so they're not going to be cutting interest rates anytime soon, as we thought earlier. So that's moving to long-term rates. For example, mortgages now are back over 7% for the first time in a while. So that's just a burden the economy has to bear, is these high rates for longer.
Now, in the meantime, that's made gold very valuable.
Yeah, gold has really had a tremendous move here. It's up to almost $2,400 an ounce, an all-time record high. And the other thing is Bitcoin is going up. Bitcoin's about $65,000 now. The governments around the world have printed a lot of money, trillions of dollars in the last few years, and that makes people lose faith in fiat currencies, and they want to store value, and gold and Bitcoin are both that, because you can't print gold, you can't print Bitcoin, and so there's a kind of a scarcity value to it. And Bitcoin's also a lot easier to buy now since all these exchange-traded funds have come out. So, yeah, they've had big moves. I think they will continue to go up.
You know, meantime, everything happening in the Middle East and oil is up. How much is it up? And then what is prompting this other than, changing to the summer blends?
Well, oil is about 83, 85, something like that. Last week when Israel struck back at Iran, it briefly went up to 90 because the fear is if it becomes a wider Middle East war and then Iran blocks the Strait of Hormuz and the supply of oil is restricted, then the oil could go up dramatically from here. It hasn't happened yet. We hope it doesn't, but that's certainly in everybody's mind. So oil's in the mid-80s. I mean, 2 months ago it was in the high 60s, so it's had a pretty big move here. Part of it's the Middle East, but just in general, there's more demand now. OPEC has been cutting back on supply. Luckily, the U.S., we're the world's largest producer. We're producing about 14.5 million barrels a day. So that puts us in much better shape than in the past when we were much more reliant on foreign producers.
Right. And in the meantime, the House of Representatives getting those bills passed for aid to Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan. What do you think that's going to do on the price of some of these goods like we're talking about, oil and such?
Well, I mean, it's a good thing that Ukraine's going to get some money to be able to defend itself. Obviously, Russia's a major oil producer, and they've been hitting their refineries. That's been making oil prices go up to some extent. As far as Israel, I mean, if we can stabilize the situation, not have a wider Middle East war, that will help. It's very, very tense over there. Israel's not only attacking Hamas, but Hezbollah and the West Bank, and now directly with Iran. It could explode at any moment, and that would be bad for oil prices.
You've been watching the Senate on many of these issues. What do you think they're going to do over the next day or so?
I think they're going to pass the bills that came out of the House. It was difficult enough to get them out of the House, and the Senate really wants to provide aid to both Israel and Ukraine and Taiwan. So I think in the next day or so, they're going to get passed by the Senate and go to the President. This should have happened 6 months ago, but at least it's getting it done now.
Okay, very good. Jordan, thanks for the time. We appreciate it. We'll look forward to the next one.
All right. Thank you both. Appreciate it.